The federal bill in question would also pay for transportation projects, as well as extend benefits to the unemployed. Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning wants lawmakers to make budget cuts elsewhere before passing the new spending bill. That would impact about 300,000 unemployed people in Texas, although Texas Workforce Commission spokesperson Lisa Givens says that doesn't necessarily mean an immediate halt to their checks.
Those folks currently receiving either regular or federal extensions could continue to receive those weeks of unemployment that they qualify for. However, they would not qualify for additional weeks due to the cutoff date.
But another program in the blocked bill would have a more immediate effect. Subsidies to pay for COBRA health insurance are cut for anyone who loses a job today or in the future. COBRA is the program that allows workers to extend their company-based insurance, although usually at a much higher price. Stacey Pogue is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. She says without the federal subsidy, the average COBRA family plan is equal to 78% of a monthly unemployment check.
So without this kind of assistance, most workers who've been laid off simply cannot afford to continue their health insurance coverage through COBRA. And then without this type of assistance, what we'd see is more and more families who have lost jobs in the recession also losing access to their health coverage.
Federal lawmakers are already working on a compromise bill that would extend the coverage in these two programs for another 30 days. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.